Do you still wish things were different than what they are right now? Do you wish that this COVID thing had never happened? And do you spend some time thinking about it and just thinking about the days before all this went down, before the quarantine, before the COVID, before we had to walk around in face masks and wash our hands obsessively? Well, today we're going to be talking about why that's keeping you stuck. As one of my friends and mentors, Peter Sage, likes to say, your resistance to accepting your current circumstances is the glue keeping you stuck to your current circumstances. Actually, that's a bit of a paraphrase, but that's what we're going to be talking about today. So what's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, coach to CEOs, entrepreneurs, and other high-performing professionals. And what we do in Legendary Life is we break down science-based information on how to prevent disease, losing fat, and living a longer, healthier, legendary life. And if that's what you're into, then you're in the right place. So hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this podcast so that every time one of my episodes goes live, you'll be the first to know. And if you've been listening for a while and you know that information does not lead to transformation and you're looking to take your results, you're looking to take the information you've been getting on this podcast and turn it into some real world results, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge and join our quarantine comeback challenge. 76% of Americans put on up to 16 pounds since March. If you're looking to reverse that and want my help to do that, join our free challenge. We do this because of two reasons. One, it's my way to give back to you and to show you how experience is the key to transformation, not information. What does that mean? Well, you listen to this podcast, and what do you do afterward? Most people do nothing. That's my guess. This is a way for me to give back and to show you the power of taking action and holding you accountable. And also, the second reason is because I know you might want to hire someone to help you because you know the value of coaching, you know the value of guidance and mentorship, and you're not sure if I really am as great as I seem or the testimonial, the interviews with clients makes me seem. So, hey, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. Try it out for a week. You'll know. So what I want to talk to you about today is a conversation I had with a friend of mine, Sterling, yesterday. Now, Sterling is a rock star public speaker. I believe his fee is $10,000 per a speech or keynote presentation. But as you might imagine, things have been shut down. No conferences to speak at. So he's had no income at all since March, since the whole quarantine, the travel bans, all the craziness. You don't need me to repeat what's going on, you know. And we were talking yesterday and talking about what he's working on now, because he's been back to the drawing board and saying to himself, asking himself the question, okay, so what can I do here? Now, luckily, he's been smart with his money and he's has a bit of savings and he is able to live on what he saved. But as you can imagine, having no money at all coming in, how long are you going to last, right? And also, he's smart because he lives within his means. He's not one of those people who are like, okay, how much do I make? Okay, I'm going to spend all of that on a new car, my rent, and going out to eat at expensive restaurants. Oh, and buying stuff, you know, like clothes. So he's been smart with his money, but he still has no income coming in. And he started to ask himself, what can I do here? And he's come up with something super cool. I can't wait to have him back on the show. And a lot of it is learning how to excel in spite of the circumstances. And I think the working title of what he of his project is called No Matter What. And he's on track to make more money in August than he has in February and March, or was it January and February? I forget the details, but he's on track to do even better. And I use his story because, well, I could use mine, but I already have an online business, right? I'm virtual. And so things actually got better during COVID because I was locked up, had nothing else to do. And I was a little bit scared too. And I got to work, and we and Giselle got to work, my business partner, and we created some impressive, at least to us, success with what we're doing. In fact, we're hiring a team. I've got some great things happening. And I'm so excited about what we're up to right now. You're going to hear more and experience more as time goes on. But what I like about Sterling's story is he was kicking ass and speaking at all these events, and then boom, got taken away. Now he's come back. And we were having this conversation yesterday. And again, it comes back to this idea that no matter what, I'm going to find a solution. And during our conversation, we were talking about how so many people get stuck. And why do they get stuck? It's simply because of this. Think about your lifestyle. Think about how you've been living your life. Think about your routines. Think about how often you've challenged yourself. Think about how often you've stayed comfortable. And then think about how COVID has disrupted your routines. I mean, it's disrupted mine. It's disrupted everyone. But how long have you stayed in that place resisting your circumstances, resisting what everyone is dealing with? And how much time have you focused on solving your various problems, whether your problem is financial, whether your problem is relationship, whether your problem is health? How much time have you focused on solving the problems? You know, speaking about health, a lot of people have said, oh, I was in the gym, I was working out, and boom, I can't go to the gym, and so I'm not working out anymore. Why did you not adapt? Oh, but I have a routine that I like in being in the gym, and you know, it just is my place, and I need that motivation. That is your problem. You got comfortable, and you know, I want to talk about this idea of comfort, because a lot of people say, well, I'm not comfortable. I'll go to the gym and push myself. Yeah, but we're talking about emotionally challenging situations. Physical challenge can be emotionally challenging sometimes, but we're talking about emotionally challenging situations. And I'll tell you, and how do you do this? You train for it. You have to train yourself. What does that mean, training myself? I don't know what you mean by that. I listen to podcasts. I read books. I read the bestsellers. Great. But guess what? Information, like I talked about during my little plug for the challenge, does not lead to transformation. And I want to tell you a secret. A lot of people who you think are successful or more successful than you or making more money, they're stuck in a rut just like you are. This happens at every level. Doesn't matter how much money you make. Happens at every level. I've told the story of one of my clients who has, well, in his estimation, a $1 billion company, 600 employees, built a company with his business partner over 30 years, and is stuck being comfortable in it. What he really wants to do is to sell the company and start engaging in like startups. Now, that was his story years ago when I was training him in Miami Beach. I hope the story is different. I hope he went and did what he wanted to do. And why would a person with that much money and that much, you know, the guy's got a Ferrari collection, and one of the Ferraris is worth $8 million, but he bought it for $6 million. That's a guy who's not really struggling financially, right? You could say that would be an understatement. But yet, you know, one of the reasons why we try to be financially successful is for freedom. But and here he is stuck in a business that he's no longer passionate about, that he's outgrown. Why is he there? Because he feels that the offers that he's gotten for his business aren't good enough, right? Stuck. And instead of, it's like, well, dude, you're not here for that long on earth, right? He's, I believe, 59 or 60 years old now. It's like, you don't have that much time left here. I mean, you got it, hopefully a couple decades, at least 2 decades, hopefully. Why would you waste it on doing something that you don't need to do, all because of money? You don't get to take the money with you. Oh, well, I'm not getting enough money for my company. It's like, well, okay, if you got more money, like, what is the cost, right? What is the cost of staying in the business that you're no longer excited about versus the cost of, you know, the money that you would make? Is money worth your happiness and time? And for me, the answer would be no. And for him, it's very clear the answer is no too, but yet he can't break out of that cycle. And are you in a situation where you can't break out of the cycle, where you're stuck and resisting your circumstances? I used to go to the gym, and even though the gyms are open again, but you know, I have to work out with a mask. Let me tell you something. Find a way, or let me change what I'm going to say there. Forget about finding a way. Start adopting the belief that I am going to find a way through this no matter what. No matter what. I'm going to thrive, not just survive, no matter what. And let me tell you a personal belief I have. We look at the COVID, we're like, oh my gosh, oh, the Trump is not going to do the right thing. Joe Biden's not going to do the right thing. It's like, forget about people coming to save you. Forget about the external circumstances. What are you going to do about it? And if more people thought this way, we'd have less problems. If more people said, you know what, I'm going to make this work no matter what. Now, there is a fine line here, because you got to know when the determination turns into desperation. What do I mean by that? You've got to be flexible in your approach. Be attached to no matter what, but you've got to be flexible in your approach. What do I mean? Well, I'll tell you a story. When I started my online business 6 years ago, something like that, 7 years ago, something like that, I didn't know what I was going to do. And what Giselle and I kind of figured out, we were like, okay, well, here's what we'll do. We'll sell like an ebook, or we'll sell a course, or we'll sell a $397. You know, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was going to be successful online no matter what. We just didn't know how we were going to do it. And we tried a lot of things. One of the things we tried was to do corporate consulting. Another thing that we tried is doing speaking. Then we started traveling. And so speaking would be hard, flying from Thailand, which is where we spent most of our time the past 2.5 years. It would be hard flying from Thailand to the States and back just to give a presentation for a day. That would have been brutal. So we needed something else. And eventually we came up with the coaching program that we offer now, Legendary Life Program. And we're killing it. Our clients are getting results. We're more financially successful than ever. And my clients are getting better results than ever. Better than when I was personal training. Better than when we were doing some of the other coaching programs. Like, if you remember, if you've been listening to this show for a while, and CEO Strength. In fact, some of you may still be listening to the show that have been a part of it. But we had this no matter what. And we tried different things, but when it wasn't working, oh, and let me tell you, I was going to teach some seminars in Australia and the Philippines. I had 3 or 4 different ones that I was planning to do. They all fell through. I wanted to be an advisor to a fitness advisor to a company, Prenetics, if I remember the name of the company right. I had a call with the CEO, and he was not interested in me being a consultant or getting on their team to advise their exercise and nutrition. He wanted our help with marketing and podcasting. That for me was not, I mean, I could have done it, might have been financially rewarding, but in my heart, I knew that wasn't the way. And right after that, right after we told him no, we started the Legendary Life program. We just had this idea that no matter what, we were going to be successful, but we were going to be flexible. And I want to ask you, are you being flexible or are you being rigid? Because you can say, you know what, I'm going to get in shape no matter what. Oh, but the gyms are, you know, the gyms are closed, or maybe they're open, but they're only allowing a certain number of people. And then you got to work out with a mask. Great. Get in shape no matter what. Work out at home. Take a run in the street, walk if you need to. Start internalizing this idea of no matter what. Oh, it's tough out there to get a job. And I don't think so, actually. I mean, it's tough maybe to get your exact same job, but there are a lot of companies that are hiring, especially if for the remote thing and virtual work. No matter what, my friends, no matter what. And if you're having trouble finding employees, I mean, no matter what, I'll stick with health right now because you shouldn't be listening to me for business advice, really. But get in shape no matter what. And I want to share something else with you, a personal struggle. I had to deal with this personally, this resisting my circumstances, because I was doing very well in my business, very well in my health when I was in Colombia. And then my dad called and he was in the ER and I had to get a humanitarian flight home. Although Florida doesn't feel like home anymore. So I came here and it's been a shit show. Sometimes literally. I won't go into detail about what I mean by that, but I did have to clean up some poop off the floors. I guess what I'll leave it at. And, I was resisting my circumstances. It's like, man, things were going so well for me and now I'm off track. I've had to give time to my dad and solve problems that he's created and some of which he didn't create. And I've had to step in for him. But I was going to help him no matter what. I was going to be there for him no matter what. Oh my gosh. And he's been a pain in the ass to deal with. Part of it because he doesn't have a good mindset. Part of it is this whole COVID thing is crushing his routine because he wasn't ready for it. He doesn't have training mindset wise, stress stress management wise to handle it. He's had problems with his internet. He's had a bunch of different problems. He's having problems with pain, taking pain pills, being zonked out on them, which is further complicating things. And so the answer is no matter what. And at first I was doing a lot of the things for him. And I quickly realized that wasn't the way to do it because I didn't have the skills. And like, for example, we moved him to a new place. I suck at unpacking and organizing places, right? I would not make it if I had to be an interior designer with my organizational skills. And I was just looking at the boxes. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with these things. I mean, I can unpack them, but then where do I put everything? So we hired people to help and boom, unpacked, organized. And that's just a small example of what we're talking about here. Finding a way no matter what. Stop resisting the circumstances. Oh my gosh, how do I unpack all these boxes? Why do I have to be here to help my dad? Everything was going so well for me. Boom, get past it and say, you know what? How I'm going to solve this no matter what. How I solve it, that's going to reveal itself, but I'm going to do this no matter what. And so we've hired people to help. I've hired people to set my dad up on his computer. I've hired people to teach him how to use Zoom because I'm good, but not great at it. And I don't want to teach it to him. We're, we're making sure that, you know, one thing I'll tell you is he's been really, so I got really angry at my dad the other day and had a harsh talk with him about his behavior. And I felt a little bit bad about it until I talked to the occupational therapist and also one of the managers over at the assisted living facility that we moved him into. And they're like, hey, he has to do more. He's got to pick up. We don't do this. That's what the manager said. Then the occupational therapist said, he has to do these things to stay active. He's got to keep things clean. He's not doing it. He's not stepping up and doing what he needs to do. And I had the talk with him. I had the no matter what talk with him. And he's like, but you don't understand how hard it is. You don't understand my situation. You don't understand the way I feel. And I told him, listen, I don't know what it's like to be a 76-year-old man who's let his health go down the drain. I said it a little bit nicer than that. But I said, listen, the answer is the same. Step up, make it happen. Stop giving yourself excuses. Start saying, no matter what, I'm going to handle this. No matter what, I'm going to take consistent action. Once we do that, things get better. And like I said, I was struggling with this too. My dad was, here's a great example of how this plays out, right? My dad's resisting his circumstances. His health is in the toilet, really is. He's not going to be around that much longer. But the problem is he's around right now and he's not enjoying the experience of being around. Resisting and a lot of people are not handling this COVID quarantine craziness well either, who he's relying on, and he's resisting that, right? Oh gosh, this virus is just screwing up everything. And we had to change his internet from Xfinity to AT&T because Xfinity wasn't working and they were coming out and trying to fix it, but they weren't fixing it. So we just switched. Said, screw you, Xfinity. We got AT&T and it's been working ever since. So I'm kind of going off on tangents there. But the point is he was stuck resisting the circumstances that he was dealing with. I was stuck dealing with my dad, right? Like, oh gosh, this guy, because it's one thing to come and help him. It's another thing to help him when he's a pain in the ass. So I've had to find a way to get through it. I've had to find a way to run my business, serve my clients, continue delivering the awesome results that my clients get while helping my dad and while caring for myself above everything. Because if I don't care for myself, there's a reason they tell you in the airplane to put on the oxygen the oxygen mask on you before you do it even for your children. Because while you're trying to put the oxygen mask on your children, you pass out before you can get it on them. You've got to put it on yourself first. And that is what I believe. So what I'll tell you is, as soon as I was like, you know what? I started telling myself, this is exactly where you are. This is exactly what you should be going through. You're where you should be. You're going through what you should be going through. What is the answer? Because it's, again, I'll return to this idea that I talked about earlier. It's the emotionally challenging circumstances that lead to growth. And you get that. And we all get that. We get it intellectually. We understand, oh, yeah, okay, so when it's hard, that's when I grow versus when things are easy, that's when I don't grow. But the problem is when it's hard, that's when you're triggered. That's when your amygdala is working and your prefrontal cortex isn't working as well. In other words, the part of you that operates out of fear, out of scarcity, out of anger works more. And the part of you that thinks long-term, that has goals, that has values, that part doesn't work as well. So it's in that moment when it's hard that you start building the strength that leads to you living life on the next level. Does that make sense? Can you think about a situation where you've had to do that in the past? One of the most powerful things you can do is to think, we all get sucked into the moment and we forget all the things that we've had to overcome in the past. But I would ask you to take a moment and think about, when have you had a struggle? Maybe it was with one of your kids. Maybe it was with your relationship. Maybe it was getting a divorce. Maybe it was with your health. Maybe it was with your career. You had a struggle. You were resisting it, but you just told yourself, I'm going to do this no matter what. And you got through it. This is just another test for you and for me. We're going through this together, but I will say this. A lot of people are really struggling because of the lack of training. More specifically, because they've been running routines in their life and not making time to train themselves. And I'll tell you something. A lot of people think I have this amazing lifestyle, right? Like, oh, you're in a different place all the time, every couple months. Yes, but that causes problems. Now, I'm not complaining about it. I asked for this. I like it. But it causes problems. Every time I move, it's like, okay, my routine has just been disrupted. How do I create a new routine? And another question I ask myself is, what's the data that I've gathered from all the other places that I've been that help me to establish a routine that really leads to success, leads to me helping my clients, leads to me being in an emotionally good place, leads to me stepping up for the others who are relying on me? What are those things that I've learned from my past experiences, and what can I do right now? Right? I was in Thailand at the end of 2019. Then I was in Vero Beach, Florida for a week. And then I was in Colombia for about 4 months, Medellin, Colombia. And now I've been in, now then I was in Vero Beach for about 2 months. And now I'm in Fort Pierce, Florida, about 30 minutes away from Vero Beach. So the point is, I've had a lot of changes. And each time the change has created new problems to solve. It's created a situation that I've had to adapt. Part of moving to Fort Pierce, by the way, was solving the problem. Hey, I need to be in a more supportive environment. And now I'm in a much better place. It's nicer. The couches are more comfortable. The place is more quiet. I'm sleeping better here, sleeping quite well. I like the neighborhood better. It's about a 17-minute walk to the beach. It's got some cool places to eat at around here. So again, what are you taking away from what I'm saying that applies to your situation? Because that's what matters the most. That's why I share these things. What can you apply to your current circumstances? What do you hear me say that helps you solve some of the challenges in your own situation? And what are you resisting? Are you struggling like with me, with a person who's not, you know, handling things well, and their negativity is seeping over to you and you're having to deal with that as well? Are you the person that's causing the negativity and stress and burden to other people? Are you that person? Is it something else for you? Is it your health? These are the questions that will lead you to a better experience, even during COVID times. And I want to say something else. It's taken me over 2 months to get to this place where I'm feeling better. It's taken me a while to reestablish my routine here in the United States. It's okay if you're not doing it fast, but are you working towards it? Are you working through it? That's the question. That's the question I want to leave you with. And if you're looking to take things to the next level, if you're looking for an experience to help, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. If you're looking for help with your health, if you're one of the 76% of Americans who put on up to 16 pounds since March, in the challenge, you'll lose somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 to 5 pounds, 4 pounds, 3 pounds, and you'll get the coaching from me. And again, I do this to give back. And second, because if you're a person who's looking for guidance and mentorship coaching in this area, and you want to see if I really got the goods, well, here's your chance. The catch here is we're not sure when we're going to run the next challenge, so you got to sign up to the waiting list. We've got some things going on, but it will be announced soon. So go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge to join the challenge now and to sign up for the waiting list, because once we get too many people, we've got to keep the ones who are, we've got to choose the ones who signed up first and allow them into the challenge. And then if you signed up past the cap, past the cutoff point, then we've got to add you to the next one. So don't let that happen. Take action now. And that's all I've got for today. So listen, keep pushing out there. We're all in this together. Everyone's struggling. It may be different, but everyone's struggling to adapt to this new situation with all the new challenges. We're all in this together. So stay proactive. Ask your and internalize the no matter what philosophy or belief, core value, and keep pushing forward, okay? Love you. Have a great weekend, and I will speak to you on Monday.